Thanks to our friends at the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel in Rehoboth, Delaware, for sponsoring the Bridge Podcast Network. They invite you to discover the reawakening of springtime at the beach. Celebrate the arrival of the warmer weather with an oceanfront getaway. And don't wait. Beat the summer rush with specially priced Victorian vacation packages while they last. While you're there, enjoy oceanfront dining with a beach and boardwalk view at Victoria's Restaurant or relax at the Cozy Plaza Pub. For menus and getaway packages, visit BoardwalkPlaza.com or call 800-33-BEACH.
Some of my favorite conversations have happened over the rims of mugs. I'm Denise Harper, co-host of The Morning Show with Bill and Denise, and program director for The Bridge. There's something special about sitting across the table from a friend, whether we've known them forever or for just a minute, with a good cup of coffee and an open heart. And hopefully, today's conversation will inspire and encourage you. It is such an honor to have a well-loved, well-known Laura Story in the studio with me. Hello.
You're so sweet. It's so good to be here.
It is wonderful to have you. Your kids are here with you. You're on a month-long road tour.
Yes, they definitely are here with me. They're wreaking havoc downstairs as we speak.
Now, tell me their ages, names and ages.
Yes, Josie is my 8-year-old, the lone girl. She's our little princess. Aww. And then the twin boys who are 6, and then one more boy who was 3.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, they're a handful, but
they're
so
adorable.
Much fun. They're such a sweet age. We just took the ferry here. So we took the ferry here, and they had brought some blankets with them because they initially were tired, and I thought they might take naps, which was, that, of course, they're not going to take a nap. They're not going to take a nap. But they were building a fort kind of in their chairs at the fair. And I just had this moment of, they're not going to be building forts forever. And so I had a little like weepy moment of, golly, they're growing up so fast.
Isn't that, that's good advice for moms and dads of little ones, because you kind of get a little weary sometimes.
Yes.
And some of the best advice I ever got was just, you know, enjoy these moments because they won't be here forever.
Absolutely. And I've never met a parent who has grown kids that doesn't say, mm-hmm. be careful, it flies by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it really and does. So just remembering that I'm going to be in that situation at some point in time.
Yeah.
I really want to say that I savored even the young, we're in the midst of potty training with our 3-year-old, and we've been trying to potty train this kid for like 7 months now, and he is just not really into it. He's like, well, why would I go to the potty when you're just gonna give me new pants an hour from now? So, which on a long road trip, like we've probably packed, no joke, 25 pair of underwear and shorts for him, and every week we run out.
See, like, you are so brave taking your little kiddos on this radio promo tour.
I don't know about brave. That may be just.
But I'm thinking how they're learning about the states and seeing how great our country is, you know, how diverse and the different cultures.
Yes. And they're also they're seeing us live on mission. Mm. They're seeing that, you know, and I don't want to sound like too hardcore here, but they're seeing that the summer isn't just about you going to the pool every day. And, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And we did that for the first month of the summer, but said, okay, for this for the month of July, we're going to go out and encourage some people, encourage some radio stations, talk about the new book, because we really believe that the truth in this book can really help people. And, I mean, not my words, obviously, but the words, you know, that God is speaking to all of us through his word, that we really believe that there's no higher of a calling than that. And you guys get to be on mission with me this summer. And they're like, awesome. Can we go to Dairy Queen? And I'm like, yeah, we'll probably go to Dairy Queen a lot. You're right.
Well, I love that. And since you brought up the book, I do want to talk about So Long Normal is your new book.
Yes.
All right. So I have heard from no less than probably 200 people in the last 60 days. are we ever going to get back to normal?
Isn't that like the question?
Yes.
That everyone's asking. Yeah. And that's kind of the thought behind the book, because I feel like for 18 months now, we've asked that question or said things like, oh, if things could just get back to normal, or when will things get back to normal? And it kind of points out how we look to normal. We look to familiar, to how we've always done it, to routine, to comfortable things. We look to those things for our peace and our sturdiness, when the truth is those things are not promised to us. Mm. And I want to be the kind of person who is so grounded in my faith that I don't have to long for things to get back to normal in order to have peace.
So there was a quote that you start out the book talking about how you get to a church and they tell you they own a zip line or something. Oh, and they gracious. Made you as part of your
you're gonna make me initiation. Talk about the zip line. Well, and the truth is I did it to myself. There's a picture of a girl doing a zip line like on the front of the book. And she looks like, she's like, oh, yay, I'm sorry.
She's having the time of her life.
Like, so like graceful. And that's a little bit different than what I looked like when I did that simple thing.
And you can't also see how high up she is.
Exactly.
You
know, she's probably like 3 feet from the ground. Let's be honest here.
But I love this one paragraph I underlined, because when you were up there and you were gripping the guy, his arm.
Yes.
And like just looking at what was before you. And he said, Laura, I could tell you that this zip line can hold up to 5,000 pounds, but that's not going to reassure you. The step you're about to take requires courage. And having courage isn't about the absence of fear. It's acknowledging that fear and being willing to take the next step anyway.
Yes. And that's so much what faith is. That's so much what faith is. It's not, you know, as we've all gone through this thing where whatever normal we had was stripped away from us during, you know, pandemic, during quarantine, whatever it was, remote learning, whatever it was that was tough for us. And for some people, you know, very serious things with this pandemic. We either are overcome by fear, you know, leading just to anxiety and sleepless nights and all of that. Or sometimes even as Christians, we feel like we can't be afraid. We just have to have like this maybe false sense of faith. And it's like, no, it's okay. God is good. He's working all things together for good, which all of those things are true. But it's not wrong for us to feel anxious as we look at a future that truly we have no idea what's going to come next. I think about what we've walked through both with COVID, both with, you know, all of the social issues of the past couple of years, all of the political unrest and really just some very hard things going on. And you can see how creation is marred. You see the fall in full effect.
Yeah.
And it would be wrong for us to not, you know, call it what it is, to say, this is hard. This is scary. But that's what I loved about the advice that ropes course wrangler gave me. He said, it's not about pretending like everything's fine. It's saying, hey, this is really scary, but courage is taking that step anyway, because I believe that God is bigger, because I believe that he is stronger.
Are there certain steps that help us overcome that? Because we can almost become paralyzed by fear.
Oh, yes.
But how do we get out of that?
Man, there's so much. And I talk about a lot of that in the book. So two things. First of all, one of the main things I do in the book is look at the stories in the Bible. And one theme that I saw is whenever God was calling someone to this exciting adventure, it almost always began with him pulling them out of normal, with him asking them to leave the familiar. So as we're in the midst of this, you know, crazy pandemic where everything just seems like it's been disrupted or it's disheveled, and it's easy to say, what's going on here? Rather than acknowledging, oh, wait, this is actually how all of the great adventures of the faith begin, with us leaving the familiar. So, oh, golly, I've totally forgot. I said there were two things, but I forgot your question right now.
How do we get out? How do we take the next step?
Oh, yeah. So, so the second thing, at the end of the book, there's a chapter called Hello, Unknown, and I talk through, this is spoiler alert, I'm telling you how the book ends. book ends with trust God, step out in faith. Because really, life is too short to live in anxiety. But
yeah.
the end of the book, I talk about three main things that God's given us for the journey. Because we may not always know, we may not have the blueprint for where God's leading us, but there are some constants that we do have. One being His Word is our compass.
Mm.
We always have His Word that is living and active. It's not just a book about something that happened back then, but it's our guide for what's happening right now and what will happen in the future. So we have God's Word. Secondly, we have community, because it's not something, we don't head out into an unknown future as lone rangers. We do it in community. And I talk about how community can look different than what we think. And God may be transitioning us from one community to another, and that can be a scary thing. But the fact that we're always sent on mission with God's people. And then the third thing is we have His constant presence.
Mm. Amen.
One thing I heard over and over again over the past 18 months walking through this pandemic was these words from Scripture, fear not, do not fear. Mm. But the neat thing is when you look at each passage where God is saying this or Jesus is saying this, what you see is it's always coupled with the reason we're called to not fear. Because He doesn't just say, don't fear. He says, do not fear, for I am with you. So we see that it's not do not fear because I'm going to let you in on the plan. Or it's not do not fear because I think you're really going to agree with this great plan.
The outcome.
Exactly. Or this is only going to be a short amount of time that you're in limbo. It's do not fear because I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about, wow, the presence of the Lord, if that could be my sturdiness to keep me from fear and anxiety rather than knowledge of some plan or some outcome that I'm looking for.
Yeah. Gratitude, I think, is a good key as well. Kind of helps. It's helped me. I've thought about the fact that I really wouldn't want to go back to normal.
Yeah.
Because I needed that disruptor. Honestly, so many of us were just full tilt, know, schedules
absolutely.
So just jammed to the walls. And it was nice to actually have some time to have meals together, to go, to church together, even if it was in your living room. And it was nice to bring worship into the place that we call home, that we live in.
And even, this is kind of sideways, but bringing up something about just kind of redefining what church is. Because church was this, I feel like it had become this place that we went and watched.
Yeah.
Especially, I serve at a church, wonderful church, but a lot of our members, like, they show up on Sundays, they watch what we do on the stage, and then they leave. And that was kind of what church was. Well, then all of a sudden, we can't open our doors. And we were asking the question of, okay, now that they have this online option, what's going to bring them back? Well, I think community will. Mm-hmm. I think community will be what draws people back. And the church is going to have to learn to be more than just that worship service. They're going to learn to how to be the church, like that Acts 2 and Acts 4 model that we see of people breaking bread together, of people sharing everything they have for that common call and common vision.
Yeah, and we're certainly grateful to be able to do that again.
Amen.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Over the Rims of Mugs, made possible by Iconic Sparkle. Get fun and fashionable accessories such as necklaces, earrings, and bracelets that can go with any outfit for any occasion for just $5. Owner Mandy Heinch desires to change the world through her accessories and what it allows her to offer. Fashion accessory advice, boosting confidence, and training those who want to start their own business. Learn more at iconicsparkle.com or on their app.
So you have a Bible study that's going to come alongside of this book.
I do, yeah.
And it's also So Long Normal.
It is. So Long
Companion.
Normal. The book and the Bible study, and it has me doing some teaching sessions.
I love it.
Video. So
I love it. And you have a brand new song out.
I do. It's called Hello Unknown.
How in the world did you find time to do all of this creativity when you all were like,
I was stuck in my house. With everybody else for like a year. No, honestly, it was neat because I got a call from the publishing company, HarperCollins, that I've worked with for the past two books that I did, and got a call from them about 6 weeks into the pandemic. And at this point in time, every event that I had for the next year was just like wiped clean from the slate. Mm. And I'm sitting there thinking, God, okay, I know that you have a purpose for this time, but you got to show me, because I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing. And the church at that point in time was closed, and I thought, what am I going to do with all this? And the thing that I was doing already, I've lived long enough, I've walked with God long enough to know that when you face a crisis, rather than just looking, I feel like with everyone else, we spent the first like week and a half glued to the TV.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Until God says, hey, I need you to fix your eyes on me. It's not that you can't check the news every now and then, but I need you to be looking at my word as your compass, not everything that's happening around you. And as I began to look through his word, that's when the publishing company called and said, hey, would you be interested in writing a book about, I think the working title, the first one was If Normal Never Returns.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I can write that book. And it wasn't even that I was like that confident in doing it. I just thought, that's exactly what I've been, that's exactly what God's teaching me right now.
Yeah.
And so even in writing it, I wasn't writing it as like this expert on a subject. I'm sure some people write books as experts on the subject. I've never been that person. I've just been the person that says, hey, this is what I'm learning. I'm going to be super vulnerable with you guys about how God is teaching me these lessons. But these are the scriptures I'm finding that are really carrying me through whatever situation. Yeah. And so that's what the book is. Yeah.
And you actually talked to some other folks. You have a few stories in there, right?
Yes, I do. As I was writing, I kept on finding myself wanting to reference like multiple times a few friends of mine. And I thought, man, it would be so cool if I actually included 3, 4, 5 of these stories in the book. And so it's everything from a friend of mine whose mom with Alzheimer's, she just began to feel led to move her mother into their home, and just the transition it was for their family and how it was just a hard time for them. And another friend of mine who served as a worship leader at a Korean church, had grown up in a Korean church and felt called to go serve at like a huge white mega church. and it was neat how God used him there, but it was a scary step for him because of so much bullying he had experienced when he was a kid from white people. It's just a really touching story of him. And each one of the stories is people encountering the gospel as they step out boldly.
And isn't that our prayer, that we would know him and make him known in everyday life? Yeah. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me come in and gab on and on about this new book and about kind of what God's doing right now.
All right. How can we follow you and your fun roller coaster life?
You can follow me. Kids. So we're in a big white Ford Transit van. Pretty noisy. Smells like sweaty socks and Cheetos. So we're easy to find. You can follow. You meant on social media?
Yes, okay, social media.
In the book's available just kind of wherever you buy books, Amazon, any of these places, and same with the music. You can stream it wherever you stream music. And so that song's Hello Unknown, the book is So Long Normal, and you could ask your church about the Bible study. You could probably just find that on the internet as well, but it's out now, but if you're looking for a new study to go through with a group of friends, this could be a good fit. My website's laurastorymusic.com, but we post some pictures of our road shenanigans on, Instagram, Facebook.
I love it. All right. One parting thought that you would love to leave with everyone.
Sure. One of the scriptures that I came about as I was kind of processing through, okay, what would be helpful for people for this journey, leaving normal, stepping into the new adventure God has for us. And one of the verses that I have always loved was in Proverbs 31. Okay, now it's funny talking about Proverbs 31 because, as a woman, compared to that woman, you always are like, oh, come on, give me a break.
Wah, wah.
This woman's like sewing your own clothes, threshing your own wheat. And I found that like Walmart has both clothes and wheat, so I'm just gonna
there you
buy
go.
It. It's just gonna. I don't have time for any of that. And for anyone that does, that's great. It's just not me. But one of the things about that it says about this Proverbs 31 woman, it says she laughs at the days to come. And I loved this picture of having so much confidence in God that we would look at these unknown days, the story that he's writing, where we're looking at, you know, it just looks like a big black hole, no matter what the future looks like right now, where everything has been changed. And like, you just wish things would get back to normal, but you're accepting that maybe it might be a long time. I want to look at the future, and rather than being restless, and rather than being impatient, and rather than wringing my hands and waking up several times during the night. Not saying that I do all of that every night, but that definitely describes me. I want to be someone that laughs because I believe that as long as I know who holds my future, I'll be okay with whatever the future holds.
We were never meant to journey alone. Whether you're having a great day or a hard one, we need each other to celebrate and to stand in the gap. Sharing our stories helps remind us that we are not alone. And when we sit with women who sit at the feet of Jesus, the conversations are different. We walk away feeling inspired, not inferior, because we know this Christian walk is a race, but not a competition. I'm your host, Denise Harper, encouraging you to catch up with a friend or make a new one and enjoy some good conversation over the rims of mugs.